Maya.
I am woman, a powerhouse founded on fulfilled promises of the Most High, knighted with the authority to command things into being, so heaven help us all should I call fire from the sky. Because as I wrote this poem, I thought, how many 17 seconds have gone by? How many women are staggering home as the blood trickling down their thighs runs dry? How many husbands are beating rainbows on their partner's skins, knowing forgiveness is a sure cry? Jesus, please write this poem, because the power of word is a lethal weapon, determining whether one lives or dies. And I am fully loaded, so heaven help us all should I call fire from the sky. Time heals nothing. When ticking testosterone time bombs are 17 seconds apart, Lord knows what triggers these vermin joes and how far their lust goes, because really, some of these victims are as sexy as hopscotch-scathed toddler knees, and they're innocent, sweeter than honey dreams turned bitter before they could even learn about the birds and the bees. How many women are staggering home, leaving a trail of bloody footprints for the next victim to step in, line up and take a number? It's going to be a long wait before the state responds to their pain with more than a glorified shudder. A long wait before the state awakes from its slumber. A little too late, because now countless women yearn to be surges of pain younger, thinking perhaps a safer route, a longer skirt would suffice, because he clearly couldn't take no for an answer. How many husbands are beating rainbows on their partner's skins, painting portraits of pain and even turned their households against them because coffee tables are deadly to bellies that carry babies within. If walls could talk, they'd speak of abusive cycles that hurricane behind closed doors, leaving shattered homes and battered souls and hollow wedding rings from those who felt they had to leave and escaped death's claws. Found an unfortunate clause in the marriage contract, a disclaimer, because they felt a lover's hands should never have murder draped in their physical contact. Right. Who would have known that to love and to hold meant clutching too tightly sometimes? Happily ever after is just a myth when Prince Charming has his rage burning in his eyes. So forgive me, Mr. President, for not joining your camp's march. No, I'm not ignorant. As a matter of fact, I was dodging these bloody footprints and hoping that the 18th second finds me intact. Won't put my fist in the air chanting, you strike a woman, you strike a rock, cause rocks don't go far in the thickest of plots. Jesus, please write this poem, cause the power of word is a lethal weapon, determining whether one lives or dies, but it's sickening how some of these men can sleep right through a woman's cries. But I am woman, a powerhouse, founded on fulfilled promises of the Most High, knighted with the authority to command things into being, so I rebuke the passive stature of these streets and speak life to the death I'm seeing. Pack healing into these words to bring restoration to torture.